If you ask most executives what their last crisis exercise was about, the answer that we hear is almost always the same: ransomware, or cyber extortion, or cybersecurity. And this makes sense. Cyber threats are real, they're immediate, they're costly, and they're on the front pages of every major newspaper and industry publication right now. But here's the problem. If every exercise is about those topics, you're only training one muscle in your response toolbox. And when that next disruption comes from somewhere else, and it will, you're going to be caught flat-footed. I'm Brian Strauser, principal and chief executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about exactly what you just heard, how to exercise more than just your cybersecurity muscles. Now, I think there's has been an overemphasis on cybersecurity exercises in the last several years. Cyber is a tangible thing. We see it. It's technical. It's easy to picture the threat actor and the locked screens and the challenges that you're faced with and the nightmares you've read about from your competition and others that have gone through these scenarios. Boards and regulators have been laser focused on this topic, and so naturally exercises tend to default to this topic. But the reality is that cyber isn't the only existential risk that your organization faces. Supply chain disruption, natural disasters, extreme weather, product recalls, workplace violence, reputational issues, those don't come with a ransomware note. They don't come with decryption keys, but they can be just as damaging, if not more. You need to exercise other muscles than just cybersecurity. Crisis management, after all, is like training for a marathon. You don't just work out your calves, you got to work out the whole body as you're thinking about how to prepare. So when you focus only on cybersecurity, you neglect decision making under uncertainty. Can executives make quick decisions with incomplete information? You miss out on cross-functional coordination in other situations, operations, HR, communications, legal, operational teams that may not have a role in a cyber incident, and external pressure management in some different ways. Can you handle media and regulatory and customer expectations simultaneously when it's not a cybersecurity issue at its core? Industry best practices and the ISO standards for crisis management really emphasize anticipating risks, communication and leadership in making those decisions in a crisis, not just technical containment exercises. Real-world crises don't just follow a script, so cyber-only playbooks also come into play. We have a client, for example, that has been working on a cybersecurity playbook really in a siloed manner when it needs to be fully integrated into the crisis management process. Real-world crises don't follow scripts like that. If your team's conditioned to think that an exercise or a disruption means it's ransomware, they're going to hesitate when the disruption looks different. They're going to feel uncomfortable as they work through that. For example, an active shooter or an insider threat incident, that's a different set of skills. That's a different set of problems. That's a different set of reputational challenges. But the stakes for life safety and reputation are even higher than what you would see in a cybersecurity incident. So we believe you should have a balanced exercise program that uses exercises like a training regimen. Cyber events, yes, you should have those. They're high likelihood and they're high impact. Natural disasters and physical disruptions like floods, wildfires, hurricanes. You should practice reputation and trust crises because they're very different. The social media firestorm, the regulatory investigation. And then when you're really ready for a challenge, complex cascading events where multiple disruptions collide, where maybe you've got to work with two simultaneous problems at the same time. For example, we just exercised a client where they had a data exfiltration issue from an insider threat situation, and they had a fire that caused operational disruption. Now, on the back end of the exercise, they were connected. It was the bad guys burning the place down to hide their evidence. But this was a mature organization that can handle complex cascading events. So every exercise, as you think about it, sharpens a different skill set. Decision-making, communication, logistics, executive presence. All of these can be different based upon what the scenario is. So here's my challenge to you. Take a look at your exercise schedule for the rest of 2025, or maybe you're ahead of the game and you're looking at 2026. If it's three different flavors of ransomware exercises, then you're missing the point. A resilient organization doesn't just have cyber muscles, it has full body strength, just like a marathoner. That next disruption may not come from a hacker at all. It might be Mother Nature. It might be one of your critical suppliers. It might even be a tweet that goes viral for the wrong reasons. Don't train for one crisis. You want to train for them all from an all-hazards approach. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.